To Embrace Complexity, I am here with Miriam Hoffman, the National Eastern Region Vice President from the state of Illinois. Miriam Hoffman. Miriam, tell me a bit about what your year has been.
Michelle, it's so good to be here. This year has been incredible. It's been crazy. It's been nothing like I could have predicted, but it's been the most meaningful year of my life so far.
How has it been different than past years?
In so many ways, definitely. My team and I got elected from our homes on a Zoom screen. We didn't meet each other until 2 months into the year. And then we lived together for a solid three and a half months before we visited our first state. And so it's been quite different. Normally, national officers would have met each other at convention. They would have ran on stage together when they got elected. But it's been cool because we've gotten really, really close as a team. And then as we did start to go out and visit state conventions and get to go to FFA camps and everything, often that was some of the first times that FFA members and states were meeting together in person. And so we got to be like, it felt almost like crashing a family reunion, but it was like a family reunion that then they just welcomed you into the family. So that has been some really cool moments this year and really cool to see the resiliency of FFA members.
So what has your theme been this year that you stay true to?
Yeah, so you mentioned it there at the beginning, but embracing complexity is something that I came to running for national office last fall, and I had ran twice. This is the second year that I ran when I got elected, and I was talking with one of my mentors, and I was really struggling to find like the one thing that made me who I am. One of my mentors was like, why don't you just embrace your complexity? Like, you're more than one thing. And so that was a moment, it was like a light bulb. It was like, this is the thing I've been looking for. And throughout this year, I think that vision, how I've implemented it, has shifted, and I've realized more and more that, you know, each of us truly are, like, people are complex, and so the issues that we talk about and the challenges we face are going to be complex too, and so the conversations we have about these challenges need to be complex as well. And so I started a blog back in March where every week I pick two things that we generally think about as a dichotomy or as, you know, things that you can't have both, and I try to justify that actually you can have both. And so actually this week for convention I wrote one about, like, nerves and calm, that, like, we can be nervous but we can channel that into adding value to our audience as, like, speakers. I talked about giving my retired at state convention, and, like, that really applies this week. Like, everybody's, you know, gonna be on stage, or, like, we're nervous to meet new people, all those things. And so it's been a cool thing to live out this year, and to see how once I decided to start looking for those opportunities to see, like, what are things that we don't think fit together that do, I've seen more and more of them as I've been on this journey.
So what's been your favorite part of being a national FFA officer?
I have a really hard time picking favorites, but just the people in general, and that's everything from just saying hi to someone at a camp, and then, like, I never see most of the people that I meet. I never see them again. But then it's also getting to reconnect. There's people I just saw a chapter a little bit ago that I met in New Mexico when I was there for the virtual state convention, but they had a state officer candidate and nominating committee member that were there in person that I met, and I didn't realize they were going to be at convention this week, and I looked over my shoulder and I saw them. And it's moments like that that are so cool, because FFA is so different everywhere that I've gone, and I've realized that, you know, the culture and the vibe and just what FFA means to people in many ways is different, and how our programs are implemented is different in different places, but there is always this same core, like, universal feeling that FFA is a place where we can belong, it's a place where we can lead, it's a place where we can develop our potential, and it's a place where we always have hope. And this week, convention being back in person, like, that is so emblematic of the hope that we have for the future of our organization and for the individual members. And so seeing all these people come back together is insanely cool.
Well, you have left a legacy on over the 700,000 FFA members we have here nationwide. Such an impact you had. But where does the future lie in Miriam's world?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know for sure I'm heading back to Southern Illinois University, Carbondale, studying agribusiness economics. Three more semesters there. Once I'm done, I'm not sure exactly where life's going to take me, but I do know that I love agriculture innovation, I love startup culture, and I love the idea of building more resilient food systems, and so local and regional opportunities building up those local food systems. So I don't know exactly where it's going to land me at, but I love working with people, and I love agriculture, and I love seeing what the future is going to look like for the industry.
And I know you love sharing your story over the course of a blog. Are you going to keep that too?
I do plan to keep it in some way, shape, or form. I'm still thinking about what the vision is for it, but I'm going to keep writing because I've learned a lot from it.
That is amazing to hear, Miriam. Is there any further comments that you want to share?
Man, there's no way to summarize this year, but if I had to, it's been the most meaningful year of my life and the most challenging, but the most meaningful because it was the most challenging. But at the end of the day, this organization does so much for so many people, and it's been the greatest privilege of my life to get to serve this year.
That is amazing. That's Miriam Hoffman reminding us to embrace complexity. She is a National FFA Eastern Region Vice President from the great state of Illinois. For the National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.